True to the depicted person, this statue has not stood still, but has travelled around. Not between Italy and England, but within the city of Antwerp.
Anthony van Dyck stands larger than life in this pedestrian area. He's dressed to the fashion of his time, leaning on an oval picture frame and a bundle of drawing paper. Does van Dyck get the credit here he deserves? Further down this walk, we will stop close by the Arts Academy. At one time, this statue stood there, and rightly so, since his first studio was nearby. Next, Jordaens and van Dyck kept each other company at what is now Franklin Roosevelt Platz bus station. These back and forth movements of monuments are the result of growing city traffic, both from tramways and cars. Here on the Meer, Anthony finds himself as close as can be to the Rubens house. The Baroque painters of the 17th century had an international appeal. There were study trips to Italy, commissions from regional lords or from the royal courts of France and England, but also city councils and the stadtholders of the Republic of the United Netherlands placed their orders. Only a few steps away, you can salute David Teniers the Younger. He is the founder of the Academy. His effigy was also the first to be placed in the garden there. The new kind of training in painting marked a clear break from the traditional relationship between teacher and pupil, on which the Guild of St. Luke had always relied. All these monuments date from the second half of the 19th century, the era of Romanticism, that harks back to a glorious past. But up to the present day, this vision still determines much of our popular image of these times.